This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Taliban suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, today's killed a U.S. service member and at least 10 civilians in a busy area near the U.S. embassy. It's the second such attack there this week. The U.S. soldier, the fourth U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks. Just yesterday, President Trump indicated that talks with the Taliban continue and a peace deal could be close.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be talking to them. We're continuing to talk.
Now off the coast of South Carolina with 115-mile-an-hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is expected to move closer to shore later today as it moves up to North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. It could make landfall somewhere in North Carolina. Coastal sections could see about 15 to 20 inches of rain and 8 feet of storm surge. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Private payrolls growing a lot more last month than analysts expected. This morning's report from ADP and Moody's Analytics showing around 195,000 private sector jobs created, well above the 140,000 that Wall Street was expecting. A town hall focusing on one issue, climate change, held last night. 10 Democratic candidates take part in it, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I see this is our moment. Make that investment in science. Make that investment in research and development.
Frontrunner Joe Biden.
Plans are great, but executing on those plans is a very different thing. It is the existential threat of not this generation, but the whole world.
The town hall sponsored by CNN. Automakers are now promising to add a reminder system by 2025 to nearly all new U.S. vehicles to prevent kids from dying in hot cars. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Federal investigators still looking into the cause of a tragic boat fire off the coast of Southern California over the weekend, which killed over 30 people. Jennifer Homendy of the NTSB says they're interviewing the surviving captain and crew members, and they're in the process of documenting the wreckage of that vessel.
We've asked for Coast Guard recordings during search and rescue. We've asked for 911 dispatch records, and this is not an exhaustive list. These are examples, maintenance records, training records, licensing information, operations manuals if they exist, policies and procedures.
The remains of the vessel still roughly 60 feet underwater. The Coast Guard has recovered 33 bodies. A major food processor claims the massive raids on their Mississippi plants by ICE agents were illegal. Coke Foods filing a motion last week claiming Immigration and Customs Enforcement violated the Fourth Amendment by searching and taking data without evidence or probable cause. An ICE spokesman responding to the accusations claiming federal search warrants were signed by a judge. And a new study finds vegetarians may be at a 20% higher risk of stroke than people who eat meat. But the researchers say they have to do more study because the reasons for the findings aren't clear. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, ready or not, you know, time keeps passing and the world keeps turning. And guess what? Our day continues to move forward. So what kind of day is it going to be for you? Our next guest should not be as accomplished as she is, you know, by all odds. And I know some people do not understand how Dr. Carol Swain could be a high school dropout, a teenage mother, and then become a highly accomplished university professor and a public intellectual. She joins us now. It's always good to have her sense of reason and her encouragement because she is that classic case of I was, I am, and chose not to be identified by her early life, but took those experiences to where, she can speak from a position of power and prove an example. Dr. Swain, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's my pleasure to be on your show, and thanks for that fine introduction.
Well, it's meaningful because what happens, Carol, if I might say, is that, with all the negative news that we hear out there, we do not celebrate accomplishments. They're kind of, negated. And especially when you are a person of color, it seems, because there is that narrative that wants to keep people of color, if I might say, blind boxed and begging and into victims. And whether it's you or Dr. Ben Carson or others, you know, who have been a proven example, I believe, to other people of color to say, look, if I can do it with the odds against me, he was raised by a single mom. You were raised by a single mom as well, right?
I was raised with a stepfather in an abusive home, and so there were times when my mother was single, but my mother and stepfather were alcoholics.
Not the most ideal upbringing, to say the least.
No, and we all dropped out of school, and I married at 16. And according to sociological studies, I should have led a life of welfare and repeated the cycle of alcoholism.
But because of your life and what you lived, it gives you extraordinary compassion for others who come to that crossroads of life and choose whether or not to, in simplified terms, I know this is simplified because there's much more to it than just saying I'm going to be a victim or I'm going to be a victor, right?
Here's what I believe the problem is. Even though I was growing up in poverty in the rural South, I never heard the kinds of narratives that young people hear today or people from more elite minority backgrounds, I think they've heard them for some time. and that is that the world is somehow stacked against you if you're black, if you're poor, if you're a woman. And so for some reason, I always believed in the American dream. I was proud to be an American. I was proud to be a Virginian. I was very much aware that I lived in the state that produced 8 presidents. And so I had many sources of pride as a child. But mostly, when I decided to change my life, I believed that if I worked hard, then I would be rewarded for my efforts. And so I got out there and I worked, but there were many people that came alongside me and encouraged me. I never had a goal of becoming a university professor. I didn't know anything about becoming a professor, but there were other people who stepped into my life, who guided and directed me, and they were not people who looked like me from the same racial background.
Right. It is amazing what hard work will do and how it draws people to support you. I know that you probably look back and you think, wow, what a miracle. But that is something that I hear consistently of people who, you know, against all odds decided, okay, I'm going to do something different. That somehow by the grace of God, however you want to define it, the right people come into your life and bless you and support the cause. And so to hear you share your story with us, I find it to be quite consistent with others who have experienced similar situations.
Well, I mean, even now, I'm sort of at a crossroads, but I know that God, you know, gives information on a need-to-know basis. He doesn't give the full picture. And during my early years, I cannot say that I was a devout Christian. I was not raised in a Christian home, except I knew as a Christianity because my great-grandfather had been a pastor and my grandmother was steeped in religion, but my immediate circumstances was not one where I was raised in a Christian family where there was all that hope. I became a Christian believer late in life, in my 40s. I became a devout believer, but I spent my life knowing that there was something bigger than me, God, in my life, because I couldn't explain all the open doors and opportunities and people that stepped into my life at the optimal time and directed me.
It is an onion skin experience, and, you know, we know in part, and sometimes that can be a frustration, you know, for people that think they need to know everything. And sometimes that can work against you, can it not?
Oh, I mean, if we, sometimes people come and they want to encourage you with prophetic words, and they tell you all this stuff, and that really sometimes adds to confusion. But I think that, again, God reveals information on a need-to-know basis. And, you know, you just take the next step. And for me, I'm sure you know that I ran for mayor of Nashville. Last year I ran in a special election. I came in number 2. We had less than 6 weeks. This time I ran for the 4-year term. I came in number 3. And so I'm coming off that experience, but I can say that, you know, I didn't win, but it was such a great experience because I was able to get my ideas out there. I was able to do what I believe is the call on my life, and that is to hold politicians accountable. I was out there on the stage debating people, a televised debate. And to me, you know, that's not something I saw coming in my life. I've never had an aspiration to be a politician. Still don't have an aspiration to be one.
Well, but you're rising to the need, and if this is something that God wants for you, then it will happen. But as you say, there are victories along the way if you're willing to accept them. Let me ask you, Dr. Swain, a lot of conversation from Democratic presidential candidates talking about politics, talking about reparations. Is that going to help or hurt people of color?
Everything that's coming from the Democrats these days, it's just ridiculous, it's nonsense, and it's designed to keep us divided and torn apart. And I'm really frustrated, not frustrated really, but astonished at the use of the white nationalism, white supremacists, to attack the president and his supporters, and this whole reparations, whatever you want to call it, bringing that to the surface at this time, it's just meant to be a way to motivate black people to vote, because the Democrats never deliver on their promises, whether it's black, working class, whites, or Hispanic. They don't deliver, but they keep people all worked up. They have
exactly.
to oppose.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Carol Swain on the other side. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Network Capital Funding. Yes, the direct lending team is going to start saving you money right away on your mortgage and high interest credit card payments. You know, you've heard about interest rates. Jordan Goodman said it earlier. They're falling. Take advantage of it. Give them a claim right now, 800-700-8068 for all the details so you can start saving right away. Our conversation with Dr. Carol Swain continues. Dr. Swain, before we get into these reckless accusations that touched on in the first segment, I want to get your read as a university professor. The other talk that's coming from these Democratic candidates is free tuition. I mean, what is all that about? I mean, here there's lots to argue about the way this whole thing, the genesis of tuition, the government involvement in this, the high debt. I think it's up to, 1.4 trillion now in tuition debt. It's unconscionable what has happened. But to make other taxpayers pay, because that's what would happen, to pay for people who went to college with their aspirations and hope, and because the government failed them, why should we, the people, pay for that?
Well, first of all, I would say that even while tuition rises, the quality of education at universities is declining. And that it comes from the fact that universities are no longer marketplaces of ideas. I mean, they are places of indoctrination, and they have so many diversity and inclusion deans and provosts and all of these people that are getting six-figure salaries. And so actually we're focusing on the wrong thing instead of focusing on the reason why tuition is so high. The reason tuition is so high is because we're supporting all kinds of things that are not about education. That's really the opposite of what education is supposed to be about. So I think that if we could change the conversation, we would put the spotlight back on university administrators and what they do, and we'd get rid of all of those programs that end with study.
Well, that's certainly part of it. I would agree with your assessment. I also think that what we're doing, I mean, the end point is that we're as you say, indoctrinating these young kids, and they're ill-prepared to go out into the marketplace right now to hit the ground running. That's a disappointment, and it has to be even
money.
Yes, exactly. And so here they are. I mean, critical thought. They've been robbed of critical thought. I've maintained that what happened is we've mediocritized the whole process. I mean, how do you spend $500,000 for a college degree and you come out mediocre?
I mean, it's just terrible. And you look at the presidential candidates that we have, the youngish ones, let's say in their 40s, and many of them have gone through that university system where they were all focused on political correctness. And you look at AOC, that she has a degree from, you know, pretty good university, and yet, I mean, she's totally foolish in her thinking. Mm-hmm. She has no critical thinking skills, and that's what we have produced through our diversity. It should be an indictment, you know, against universities. So we're having the wrong conversation. The other thing is that the indoctrination has caused so many young people to be so foolish about history and ignorant that they would think that socialism is better than capitalism. The fact that the Marxists have taken over our university, and they don't call themselves Marxists now. They don't have to call themselves Marxists, but it's their ideas and their ideology that are responsible for the fact that our young people are not being educated.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Swain, we can thank, I think, in large measure, Donald Trump for this, because he has been an exposing agent, and socialists are out of the closet. Trevor Loudon, for years, has been on the show talking about the Democratic socialists and elected officials in our government. I'm going, how can they be socialists and put their hand on the Bible or some other, even the Quran in some cases, but the Quran's a whole other issue, but particularly the Bible, put their hand on the Bible and swear allegiance to the country and to protect us against enemies, domestic or foreign, when what they believe in is a form of government that's antithetical to what our founding fathers have established and what has been the successful engine of economy for our country.
I agree. And, I agree with all of that. And at the same time that they're pushing socialism, they have benefited the most from capitalism. Look at President Obama and how he went into the White House, you know, with modest wealth, and now he's buying an island. And all of these things, I mean, they're just like the communists of other countries, that what they push for is not for themselves. You know, that they have a pretty good high standard of living, but what they push for, you know, is really to control the masses and to think that we've allowed this to happen to America. And I don't believe that there's a real political solution, because I don't think Republicans are organized enough, courageous enough, steeped in history enough themselves to actually fight for our country the way that they should. And so they are part of the problem. And that comes from the fact that the Republican Party at every level has been infiltrated with people that are leftists that are there to bring it down so that we have a one-party system.
And you bring up an excellent point here. Our founding fathers never expected a party to control us. This is why this is a government of, for, by we the people. If we the people do not apprehend our rightful and authoritative position in this government, you have the 21st century America government that you have today. And a lot of people are getting restless, they're getting angry and frustrated because they're looking to politicians to represent them, and they're not doing it. So it's up to we the people to take a stand again, to have an a true organic movement to say, we're not going to put up with this anymore, and if it means voting people out, if it means term limits, if it means holding them into account to make sure that at the end of the year all budgets reconcile, because last time I checked in most households across the country, we got to make sure the budget works, do we not?
Yes, and in our cities, like in Nashville, there's so much debt even while revenues are growing, because everything the Democrats push, everything they touch, you know, it just seems to be destructive. And voting, you know, people have to vote, but at the end of the day, the system is so broken and so corrupt that you don't see the results that you would hope to see because of the power of money and the fact that the leftists control the media for the most part, and so they can shut out the voices that they don't want heard.
Exactly. And these voices are bipartisan, which is what you suggested earlier. So it's not, you know, though it may come a lot from the, you know, from the left or from Democrats, but there are Republican establishees that are echoing the same thing, because, see, all that noise is a distraction. You know, just as you said, the reckless accusations, you know, they sow seeds of division. I mean, we have somebody that's going to take on President Trump. And the accusations he made about the president, along with, you know, Joe Scarborough and pundits from MSNBC, I mean, on down the line, the things they've said about the president is, it's not civil, it's not respectful, but this is where we are right now, all in the name of free speech.
It's all calculated, and it's all planned,
yes.
And I was told back when President Trump was running, and I don't know who gave me the information, but they were proudly saying that there were six moles planted in the campaign. And everything that I have seen that has happened since he was elected suggests that there were moles in the campaign, and some of them went into the White House. And my big criticism of President Trump is that he has always seemingly made mistakes with the people he surrounds himself with. And the conservatives, the black conservatives, and many of the people that fought in the trenches for him, knocked on doors in Pennsylvania, we've been totally ignored.
Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest. She is she's passionate about empowering others to confidently raise their voices in the public square. Professor of Political Science. Thank you, Dr. Swain. Appreciate it. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Taliban suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, today's killed a U.S. service member and at least 10 civilians in a busy area near the U.S. embassy. It's the second such attack there this week. The U.S. soldier, the fourth U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks. Just yesterday, President Trump indicated that talks with the Taliban continue and a peace deal could be close.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be talking to them. We're continuing to talk.
Now off the coast of South Carolina with 115-mile-an-hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is expected to move closer to shore later today as it moves up to North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. It could make landfall somewhere in North Carolina. Coastal sections could see about 15 to 20 inches of rain and 8 feet of storm surge. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of the show being brought to you by my friends at Network Capital Funding. They're the direct lending team that's going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. I mean, have you seen the mortgage rates? Wow, why not take advantage of them? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. Tell them Bill Martinez told you to call and that they would take care of you, okay? So they are direct, I mean, quick, painless, I mean, all that good stuff that doesn't normally happen when you are, going for a mortgage. But I'll tell you, they do excellent work, and you'll be glad you called them. 800-700-8068. We're going to be talking right now with the CEO of Hemp Life, and that's L-Y-F-E, Richie James, in just a moment. You know, achieving your best and most fulfilling life starts with you. You know, waking up each morning and choosing to have a refreshed and healthy mindset is going to set your mood for the day and ultimately your life, right? But with a never-ending quest to slow the passing of time, and you never are more mindful of it when you're on the other side of the hill, as they say. You kind of pick up speed and momentum as the snowball is on the other side. We can still have a good time in the process. So we understand it can be difficult to make the most of our moments and our bodies, and simply enhancing our quality of life can victimize us all. But with the help of CBD oil, you can relieve anxieties and focus on the things that matter to you without any interference. And with us here to help us understand what's been going on, because we hear a lot about CBD oil these days, and you need to know how it might be able to help achieve a more fulfilling life for you. So Richie James joins us now. Richie, how you doing?
Doing awesome. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this. I mean, everywhere you go, you see CBD oil is up for sale. You know, this is trending. A 90-year-old friend of mine, you know, she just is just, she swears by it. I mean, her neuropathy is greatly relieved as a CBD oil. I mean, this is anecdotal information, but that's what I hear time and again from different people, is their experience with CBD oil has just been life-changing for them.
Millions. It's just, you can't turn anywhere and not see something about it. Obviously, with the help of the Farm Bill being passed back in February, opened the floodgates for us to actually speak about it. It's not something necessarily new. We just now can openly speak about it and tell people about how great this product is and what it's done for people, whereas before we weren't really able to do that.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing, but fortunate now that we can, but unfortunate that we couldn't before, because people were needlessly suffering. And boy, we know when it comes to pain and pain management, you know, give me relief. And especially when you have a product like CBD oil that's proving to be extremely beneficial with, you would say, a minimal of ill effect. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be fair to say. I mean, the results are endless as far as what we're finding and hearing people with testimonies come back and say that it helps with. I mean, it's just every day I hear something new from somebody going, oh my gosh, you won't believe how I feel now. I feel amazing. And that's just so rewarding.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's got to be exciting for you when you're involved in an industry that is helping people deal. And, you know, like I say, with my 90-year-old friend, a retired teacher, and you see them dealing with pain, and then you see something as simple as CBD oil helping and making a change in their life. I mean, it makes you feel good, you know?
Absolutely. Most of my adult life, I come from the wellness and fitness background as a strength and conditioning coach and fitness instructor. So most of my adult life has been helping people to feel better, perform better, be better. Mm-hmm. And, being in that space, you know, you're constantly looking for things to help you do that, whether it's different types of modalities, different types of therapies, things like that, to give you that edge. And I will have to say, in my 27, 30 plus year experience of being in the wellness and fitness space, CBD has been one of the most amazing type products that's come along to help people live a more vibrant life. And that's our slogan here at Hemp Life, is live a vibrant life. That's what we're here to do.
Exactly. Well, explain to our audience CBD oil. I mean, people are hearing about it and thinking, what is it?
Yeah, so CBD oil, or CBD oil and CBD are two different things. Oil and CBD. Oil is just a delivery mechanism for the CBD. Mm-hmm. CBD itself is found within what's called the hemp plant. It's a cannabidiol within that plant. It's just one of several in there, well over 100 to 180 different cannabidiols that are in that plant. There's CBD, which is the most popular one. There's CBA, CBG. Each one has a specific wellness benefit to it. The other very popular one that people want to speak about, and we need to speak about this in order to separate ourselves from it, because it's very important that we do, and your audience understands this, is the other one is THC. THC is found in marijuana. That is the psychoactive side of things. Right. We do not deal in that. CBD and CBD products do not and will not get you high. It's very important that we make that clarification.
Exactly. So how does it affect our mood and body?
We have what's called endocannabinoid system within our body. That's a neurological system. It's receptor sites within our body that addresses and affects and relates to a lot of things that go on within our body, feeling, pain, mood, things like that. And so what CBD does, it attaches to those receptor sites, and it affects those sites in a positive way by then in turn helping you feel better, helping your moods better, helping your attitude better, helping your, you know, alleviate whatever type of things you're going through your day. I like to say lift the weight of the world off your shoulders is what you're going to feel when you use CBD products. You're going to feel like you let out just a big breath of fresh air going, okay, I feel much better. Those different types of aches and pains you may be dealing with through the day as we grow older because of athletic injuries or something like that, you're going to start seeing things like that not as noticeable as you probably once have in the past.
Is there a healing component with CBD oil?
I have to be extremely careful.
Or is that in a health claim? Is that go into a health claim or area?
Absolutely. So, right. You know, as you all know, anything great, I know I've watched your show or hear your show, you do a lot in politics. And anytime you're dealing with the FDA, FTC, and those type of governmental agencies and pharmaceutical companies, the big cats of the world that want to control everything, they really have clamped down on what we can and what we can't say. And so even though we really want to say a lot of stuff that is on people's minds and what they're actually really truly thinking, we can't even say that. So, but in the end, it's all true.
But the bottom line is with all this, because I've been there before, is that it's not illegal to experience it. And I'll leave it at that. Okay, we'll keep it safe. So, you know, but the fact of the matter is that it makes a difference in people's life. You mentioned Hemp Life. Tell us more about your organization, your company.
Absolutely. Hemp Life was birthed and born out of the living room of my home with my family. This is a family vision, a family thought, and it was originally thought of because of some experiences and personal life experiences that we personally go through. Mm-hmm. As a family, we are very health-oriented. We are a sports family. My wife is a former World Class Middle Distance runner. My daughter is a former professional soccer player. I'm a former Division I college strength and conditioning coach, everything else. And so my young daughter is a volleyball player. So we come from a very, very athletic family. And so it's always been in our mind. And my wife's mother got ill. And because of her illness, and she had only very few days limited in her life, we wanted to try to help her live out those days in the most quality way possible. Mm-hmm. And through our research, CBD was one of those components that we found to help her live a more vibrant and quality life and wellness. And so that's how this company was birthed. We come to the table with moral values, family values, ethical values, and we're transparent. And we want everyone that's a part of this want to be a part of our family. So that's kind of how we are, family oriented.
Well, thank you, Mom, right?
Absolutely.
And without a doubt. CBD oil, what would you recommend for a first-time user? We got less than a minute left here, Richie, and then tell them also where they can go for more information, okay?
Absolutely. Two products that probably the most popular are the CBD oil, Hemp Life Bliss Oil, and Gel Caps are probably the two best popular ones to go to. We have a proprietary product and an inhaler. You'll find all this on our website at Hemp Life, that's HEMPLYSE.net. HempLife.net. And for your radio listeners, Bill, we have a very special day. Radio 20 at checkout is your coupon. It's Radio 20, and you're going to get a 20% discount and free shipping.
Very cool. Hey, no stranger to this search here, Richie James, with over 30 years of experience in health, fitness, wellness, as he said. So check out the website, HempLife.net.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there for you, including all our past interviews. And maybe if you missed one, you say, oh, gosh, I'd like to. They're podcastable right there. Download them. It's our gift to you because we're givers. That's the way we roll. We just keep on giving, paying it forward. Enjoy these great guests that we have. I mean, well beyond 8-second sound bites. That's not the way we roll. We want to make sure that we give them the best opportunity to share their counsel, their advice, their wisdom, their experience. Brilliant guests, you know, like Dr. Carol Swin, as you just heard just a moment ago. They're quite inspirational. And so share them with friends, by all means, you know, pass it on and, spread the good word. It's all there, you know, for your behalf. We're waiting a little bit right now on Rachel Campus Duffy. Yes. Rachel is with us. Okay, good. Rachel is a mother of nine. Yes, nine. And she looks great, and she's just having all kinds of fun, and she's got a new book, her first children's book. And wouldn't you know, on the heels of the release of her book, I mean, her husband, you know, Representative Sean Duffy, who we love and think the world of, decides he's going to take a little oxygen out of the room and preempt the notice of her book by telling everybody he's retiring because he's got nine chillins to take after and to watch after, and you can't blame him. And I got to tell you, Rachel, you know, for your family, all that you do for the fight of freedom and conservatism and everything. I mean, you guys are so stellar, and I'm just so grateful for all that you've done on behalf on behalf of our country.
Oh, you are so kind. And listen, we're still in the fight, and this is a critical time in our country's history. I mean, really critical. I mean, we're talking socialism versus capitalism. We're talking freedom versus tyranny, truly. And so that did weigh on us a lot when we made the decision, and wouldn't have made the decision that we made if we thought it would take us outside of that debate. And we're just trying to find, you know, new and different ways for, at least for Sean,
right,
to engage in that battle, and we're still fighting. As he says, I'm not dead.
That's exactly.
I just I'm not dead yet.
Well, it's not like you got a bad rap like Andrew Luck did, you know, for retiring from football. God forbid, right?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's so nuts. But yes, well, and that's good. And the other thing, you know, that we're looking for, and I'm sure this encourages you as well, is that, you know, we always hear about the gender differential between the Democrats and Republicans. But I'm telling you, what I'm looking at, and help me if I'm not seeing this correctly, but I'm seeing a lot of women, quality women in the wings getting ready to step up and come into Congress and serve our country. And, you know, we're going to see a dramatic increase in, if I might be gender specific here, with all due respect, of more women, conservative women, coming into the fray and representing us in Congress. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. I am too. And, you know, I can tell you that from the conversations I've heard, from the things I've seen, that there is a real sort of, you know, at the leadership level, a real shift in mindset that when, you know, there is a great female candidate, we really have to nurture that campaign. We really need to get involved. And I think it's important. I mean, you know, one of the things that I love about being a conservative is that, unlike on the other side, is, you know, where it's sort of like they want their women to be like men, I think the conservatives understand that there's a complementarity, you know, yes, between the sexes. And I think that complementarity needs to come into politics as well. There are certain issues that I see, even, you know, I'm very involved in what my husband does, and there's certain ways that I look at things, you know, whether it's a policy or some other strategic political thing he's looking at. I look at it differently than he does. And, you know, he's had female communications directors and male communications directors. And they, one's not better than the other, but they bring a different sensibility to the table. And so I think that as Republicans, we've been a little slow to the game, for lots of reasons, but I think we're getting there. We're understanding how it's important. And, you know, I think what happens with women a lot is they wait to be asked. And so if you know a woman who, you know, is smart and strong and has a, you know, great set of values, you know, maybe it's not just run for Congress, but maybe it's, well, you run for school board.
Exactly.
You know, and it starts that way. I mean, I think Sarah Palin started, you know, on the school board and then got to mayor and then got to governor and then ran for VP. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be this giant, crazy step, you know, into Congress, although there are women fully capable of doing that. But there are small steps in between. And sometimes women, they take on a lot in the home and in the family. And they just need a little more encouragement to step up to the plate and see themselves in that way.
Well, part of the issue, too, Rachel, has been that, there's been antithetical forces to quiet the voices of conservative women. There's absolutely no doubt. I mean, you look at what happened with the IRS and what they did for the Tea Party Patriots, and I think of Jenny Beth Martin and other women like her that are very quality women, that they got shut out and shut down by political forces. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, and we've been talking about this for some reason, it's come up quite a bit here recently, in going back and realizing what our founding fathers had to endure and what they put on their line. I mean, their treasure, their lives, I mean, they were up for treason, all this, and that is what liberty, that's the cost of liberty. And that's what we have to understand, that even to this day, that cost is relevant. And whether you're male or female, you got to be prepared to put it all on the line for the sake of freedom for our kids.
Yeah, listen, first of all, there's no question that there's a unique punishment that women, conservative women, receive from the left and from the so-called mainstream media for voicing their beliefs in the public square, not without a question. I'll tell you that it's compounded when you're a woman and you're a minority like me.
Yeah.
They really don't want those voices out there. And so, you know, if I I have to endure some social media abuse. Thank you for bringing up our founders. Nothing compared to what they endured.
Right.
And so all of us need to stand strong, need to keep our spines stiff and just kind of go with it, because what you realize, you know, in Spanish we say cuando los pedros ladran significa que estamos cabalgando, which it comes out of a Don Quixote quote,
right.
And what it means is when the dogs bark, we're galloping.
That's right.
And that's what's happening. The dogs are barking because they know we're making progress.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, I would not be comfortable with my husband stepping down after 8.5 years if I did not believe truly I mean, truly in my heart, that my husband was part of the movement that saved American capitalism.
Amen. Amen.
We were on a slide to socialism. And the battle still continues. But the House, the Senate, Donald Trump, and this unlikely, figure that came in, we have saved American capitalism, and that's why they're barking right now.
Right.
And they want their system, they want their idea back. Bernie's not going away. Ronald Reagan was right when he said, that freedom is not passed down in the bloodstream. We have to fight for it. We do.
Really?
Every generation has to fight for it. But I do feel good because, sometimes we can be really hard, Republicans and conservatives, on our guys that are and gals that are in office. And, no, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. It's tough work in D.C. It's got its own rules and games. It's a swamp, and you got to deal with all kinds of stuff. But the bottom line is the Republican majority, first in the House, then in the Senate, and then the election of Donald Trump, with everything that was thrown at him, big tech, Hollywood, the mainstream media. The guy, I don't know how he endures it every
day. It's amazing. Yeah. He's been such an example.
Despite all that.
Exactly.
Despite all that, capitalism is back in two and a half, 3 years. Look at our economy. We're proving they forget 8 years of their socialist, big government, centralized ideas. And all it did was put more people, especially minorities, back into poverty, killed jobs, killed American manufacturing. And now we're having this economic boom, this revival, this blue collar recovery that they've been promising on the left for decades and generations and never delivered. So people are looking at results. We need to do a better job of bragging about what we do, because they're not going to tell our story. And we need to keep fighting and not give up.
Well, real quick here, we only had a couple minutes, and I do want to talk about your first children's book. But first of all, again, I just want to underscore how grateful we are, to Sean and to your family for your dedication and commitment to conservative ideals and for, the saving and the restoration of this republic. I mean, it's been absolutely critical, and your husband has been right there along with President Trump and other conservatives. And, we fight on. So let's talk about Paloma wants to be Lady Freedom.
Yes, listen, this is my first children's book.
Oh, cool.
I could not be prouder. I found out just last night that right now it's the number one children's book being sold in the country. So keep it coming. I'm really excited about it, and mostly because it's such a great message.
Yeah.
If you go to the children's book section in Barnes & Noble or anywhere else, there is an obsession with diversity. I'm Hispanic. I think diversity is great, but we're forgetting to tell our story, our children's stories about what unites us as Americans. And this is the story of a little girl whose father becomes a legal citizen, and how he wants to celebrate it, and how she learns to appreciate that process and America and freedom and the American dream her father wants for his family. These are the kind of, we can throw our shoes at the TV or get mad at Hollywood for all the other things they're putting out there. We are our first and most important teachers. I think your listeners will appreciate this book, getting it in the hands of their kids, getting these ideas, these values, these all-American bipartisan ideas about freedom and our nation's capital and everything it stands for. We have to support books like this that promote this. We need to get it in the hands of our.
And it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Compass Duffy, thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi.